Are you ready for this? Let's do it. Welcome to the Manifestation Queen podcast, your filter-free and uncensored source for all things manifestation. I'm Cassie McKenzie, and I'm a manifestation expert. I'm here to raise your vibes and your cash flow. Listen, I've manifested everything from a beer, a six-figure salary, my husband, and homes, and more. And I am spilling everything I can on this podcast so you can learn how you can do the same. The more fun I have, the more manifestations appear, and the more money I make. So it's my obsession to show you how you can be, do, and have anything you want. So join the movement to raise your income and your impact on this world. Become a manifestation queen and create a life that feels like a vacation. Let's do the damn thing. Okay, today I want to have some real talk. It's going to be short and sweet. I have come to realize that a lot of us are manifesting and creating our lives and businesses with the shackles of those old ass freaking gross bras that have like 15 clasps on the back and they're just ugly as hell. And it's time we get topless. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, to get topless with your manifesting. And I say this with a smile because I think all manifesting should be done with a smile. But really, you've got to see, where have you been throwing the ugly bra of reality onto your desires? Because really, your desires can be unlimited. You get to be, do, and have anything that you want. And so not acknowledging that and not letting yourself dream that big is making yourself a whole lot less topless than the world would like you to see, okay? Let's get nude. Let's get, like, free the puppies. Let the puppies breathe. And the puppies being all of your most amazing and, like, titillating heart's desires, right? What do you think about that? Take a thought. Think back on like the last few things you've asked for and think about those moments where you've like kind of bargained with yourself and said, well, I'd really like to experience an extra $100,000 in my life, but maybe I should go for $20,000 instead. Maybe just $1,000. Because where have I ever made $100,000 and how am I ever going to do that? And where is it ever going to come from? Shackle, 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 shackle. Ah, ugly bra, ugly bra. That is really what's happening. Instead, what if you just started? Don't you love it when I get a text message in the middle of one of these fucking podcasts? Like literally nobody texts me all day long until I'm doing this. Oh my God. It's either my brother or my neighbor or my best friend who likes to send six text messages in a row to say one sentence. Are you one of those people? Think about it. Okay, back to what we were talking about. I also like to see it as like confirmation from the universe that I'm really onto something here. So we're going to go with that too. But what if you started to think of your desires as just freedom? Freedom. Not what is possible, but what would feel most freeing to you? Not from like a freaking like security thing. I think security is fucking boring. If your goal is to get security, then I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to tell you, but you're just being boring right now. And you're not really thinking like a manifester, a topless manifester. All right. And what I mean by that is, you know, security is just something that, you know, I think we've been taught to strive for. But it's an illusion and it's something you can give yourself just by learning how to cultivate peace of mind, learning how to regulate your breath, regulate your nervous system. That seems to be the buzzword these days. But also, I mean, it really comes down to you realizing what's giving you heart palpitations. Where are you allowing yourself to get anxious? This is a conversation for a whole another podcast episode. But I will say, you just noticing how deep or shallow your breath is can work wonders on your stability internally and externally. It feels so good just to take a deep breath and do the dragon breath. Let it, like, breathe in from your nose and do the dragon breath where you like let it out of your mouth and you make all kinds of noise. Oh yeah. Yeah, it feels good. So what I'd like to say is just this, I told you to be short and sweet, and we're going to get into more of this as we go on. Maybe it's the topless manifestation queen from now on. But what we're going to do is focus on you allowing yourself to open your mind up and go bigger. Think bigger. Be more allowing of yourself to almost like taking the top of your head off and allowing any sort of possibility to come flooding in. That's of the highest and best interest for you. Okay. 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 Go topless. Go topless. Go topless with your manifestation. And you're going to love it. Okay. Tag me on Instagram at @XOCassieMackenzie and let me know, how do you plan to go topless? What is your most topless manifestation that you're allowing yourself to truly call in? Love you. Bye. Thanks a million for choosing to push play on another episode of the Manifestation Queen podcast. You truly amaze me. And if this episode blew your mind, then please leave a 5-star rating and a quick review on iTunes so more people like you can become manifestation queens too. See you next time.